The Mercury Visions of Louis Daguerre by Dominic Smith. Read by Stephen Hoy. When the vision came, he was in the bathtub. After a decade of using mercury vapors to cure his photographic images, Louis Daguerre's mind had faltered, a pewter plate left too long in the sun. But during his final lucid minutes on this cold evening of 1846, he felt a strange calm. Outside, a light snow was falling, and a vaporous blue dusk seemed to be rising out of the Seine. The squatters had set fire to the barrens behind the left bank, and the air was full of smoke. Louis reclined in warm water perfumed with lemon skins, a tonic he believed to be good for his skin and nerves. The wind gusted under the eaves. He placed a hand against the adjacent window, and from the bath, perched high in his rooftop belvedere, he felt the night pressing in against him. His head was partially submerged, and he heard the metal click of the tenant's pipes below. It was a message, he was sure of it. The world was full of messages. He sat up, wiped the steam off the window, and looked out. There was something ghostly about the boulevard in the wintry pall. The bare-limbed almond trees were flecked with snow. A nut vendor pushed his cart through the smoky twilight. A man stood before a storefront staring at a pyramid of startling white eggs. Was he counting them? A man was counting eggs on a street at dusk while the peasants were trying to burn the city down. This pleased Louis, though he couldn't think why. He leaned back in the bathtub again and heard, as if anew, the ticking of the pipes. He lay there, letting his mind go still, and became aware of his own heartbeat, the sound of a tin drum through water. This was the time of day he grew speculative or nostalgic, and he set to thinking that the pipes and his heart were talking to each other, exchanging notes in a secret mechanical language. Then, as Louis watched the increments of darkness grow at the window, he heard his heart skip a beat. His chest tightened, and he felt a dull, cold pain in his fingertips. This had happened before, a stutter in his pulse on account of the mercury in his blood, but he had never listened to it. And now his heart stopped for a full second. It was like a small death